One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten. Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. I really held on to that all longer than I intended, but Mark, Gavin, you guys are here. You're alive. You survived another week.
Yeah.
Barely.
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 Dude, I don't know why this week's been so fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had a bad night Tuesday, or Monday night. Ended up staying home Tuesday. Had some 0 out of 10 stomach issues. Don't recommend. So,
I definitely. So we recorded Wednesday, Thursday. No, we recorded Thursday.
Thursday,
Friday. I was supposed to edit it, and I helped get Duncan with his truck. Saturday, same thing. Mm-hmm. Sunday, same thing. Monday, same thing. Then Tuesday rolled around. And I kind of realized that I was supposed to release an episode back on Thursday. So, the listeners didn't get an episode until last night.
Yep.
Sorry. Yeah.
They're a whole week behind. I'm the worst podcaster ever.
Whoops. That's okay. It happens. Life happens.
What's everyone drinking?
I'm drinking well water.
How, Gavin, how have you had the week that you've had and you don't have a beer in your hand?
If he's still not feeling good.
No, I just don't like beer, you know? I could go get like a Seagram's. I think there's like a Seagram's in my fridge.
Go get your Seagram's. Come on. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
No, it's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Well, Mark, what do you got today?
M43.
Man, you drink a lot of those.
I bought a 6-pack. That's like 6 nights worth of podcasting. So I got like one more left in the fridge for next week.
I have a quarter of an M43 sitting here on my desk that I didn't finish. I have the age-old favorite. They may as well sponsor us at this point.
Is it El Chavo?
I've got an El Chavo.
Yeah.
No, seriously, they may as well sponsor us.
Yeah, they are.
Ready? Here's the crack.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was pretty crisp. Good one.
They are literally our garage / camping beer, or our beer in general at this point for you and me.
It's yeah.
I don't know how I accidentally did that.
And now we've got listeners that are sending me pictures. I mean, Shane sent me pictures, but I had another listener send me a picture on Instagram of his El Chavo.
Oh, nice.
They are definitely something different.
They're fantastic is what they are.
They mm-hmm. are.
Yeah.
Speaking of listeners.
Yeah, we ran into one at Riggs and Coffee.
Yep.
Oh.
Mitchell.
What was his name again?
Mitchell. Yep.
Mitchell McPherson, right? McPherson Media or something like that?
Yeah, I know that's his Instagram, but I'm pretty sure that's his last name.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. I know him.
Yeah, we ran into him.
I've met him before.
I think I've also met him before.
Oh.
He seemed really familiar.
He's very
silver third
nice.
Gen.
Yeah, he's Alucab on it.
Yep.
Yep. He came out to my my cryptid hunt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he lives up in the Traverse City area, so that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually gone with him a couple times. He was also up at the the Labor Day weekend. He was parked right next to us.
Sick.
He had his little Starlink and all that. When Derek had to call the hospital for the poison control for the brake fluid incident. Yeah. That he used Mitchell's Starlink.
It's just brake fluid. Ugh.
But yeah, he used Mitch's Starlink. So he's a good guy. He He told me he would come out. He's like, I'm going to come. I'm coming, I promise, after work. And he kept his promise. About 2 a.m., he rolled into camp nice and quiet, set up in about 30 minutes, if that. I mean, he had his decelerator and everything.
A little bit of Overland news, I guess. I know, Gavin, you're usually on top of this stuff, so if I break this to you, I'm going to be surprised. How do you feel about the ex-Overland merger?
Oh, ex-Overland merging into... oh, God.
They merged with Overland Journal and Expedition Portal.
Expedition Portal is the only one I knew about. Yeah. Yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't really have any... I'm just excited more to see what comes out of it. I'm pretty much kept up on the XO podcast.
Yeah, I listened to the last XO podcast, and I was like, man, this is really dry. But there's so much information.
There's
they
tons.
You know, I'm not a huge X Overland fan. I cherry pick what episodes I listen to. But they said something in this last one that kind of hit me, and it proved what I've been saying about how I'm not an Overlander. I'm more of just a Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they are, with what they said, they kind of alienated a large group of people that are, you know, in the Overland space. Because they said that the only overlanding is only vehicle-based travel where you live out of your car. They don't count weekends. They don't count weeks. They think that overlanding is only when you're in it for multiple months at a time.
I could see that. Makes sense.
I would call that more of an expedition.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I don't agree with their take on it. I think the Overland is whatever someone wants it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been that hot debate. I mean, if I was to give my definition on it, it's living out of your vehicle. And it's more, you're not staying at one place for 3 days. You have a destination in mind, and you travel to said destination, and camp along the way to get to that destination.
The only thing I don't agree with that is, who's to say you don't stay somewhere for 3 days? If I were to do a trip from, let's say I did the Pan American Highway, right? Who's to say I don't stop and stay somewhere for 3 days? That's still overlanding. I'm still traveling.
I think as long as you keep going, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think as long as that 3 days is part of your travel and you still are traveling after, I think that's fine. I mean, but you know what? Honestly, it's 100, like, I'll be honest. It's really not that big of a deal.
No,
I mean,
not.
The term and the people that try to gatekeep overlanding or camping.
I was getting at the gatekeeping's dumb.
Yeah, it's car camping, if you really want to go there. I mean, I think the difference between overlanding and car camping is that overlanding go places that cars can't, typically, if you really want to be specific about it.
I personally, and I talked to Benji yesterday. I called Benji.
Yeah, you called Benji yesterday.
Call me, what way? But, and we kind of talked about our feelings on the overland space in general right now. And my big thing, kind of what I've taken out of it, because I've been thinking about this a lot today. Overlanding isn't really a hobby. It's an aesthetic to a hobby, which is wheeling.
Yep. I kind of agree with that.
The difference between wheeling and overlanding is that overlanders have an aesthetic that goes with it.
Yep.
That's it.
I would disagree with that, because when someone tells me they're going wheeling, they're taking their truck out and sink it in some mud and run it on the trail for a couple hours and then take it back home, fix it. Like, that's when I think of wheeling, that's what I think of. Someone goes, hey, are you guys coming to wheeling, going wheeling tonight? And
I hear you, but really, overlanding is just extended wheeling. Wheeling also can be multi-day trips.
Dog, mm-hmm. get out of here.
Wheeling can also be multi-day trips. The big thing to me for you to be considered a overlander, it's an aesthetic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly...
It's really...
I think I would just plainly say that I probably would disagree with that, just on the basis of, I think if you really want to generalize anything, it could be under anything. But, I mean, wheeling could be every... I mean, it could be, yeah, motorcycles just going down trails. I mean, I don't know. I would think that overlanding has a destination, camp spots along the way, and you're off-road for hopefully most of it. Car camping would be,
but
you have a destination in mind.
Overlanding really doesn't require you to be off-road, though.
Yeah, but I think the general consensus is that with overlanding, you're going some places that most people can't with their typical vehicle. So that would be the difference between car camping and overlanding.
But we really don't see overlanders do that.
No.
They go to spots that the average vehicle can go.
I mean, maybe you don't. I mean, I see spots that typical vehicles aren't going down. I mean, you're not taking a van down some of these trails. You're not taking, you know, a Ford Focus or anything like that. And I think that
maybe
would be...
you are. I don't know.
It's hard to go off of whatever video, you know, the clips of video you're going after too.
And that is why overlanding is a fake term and wheeling is a fake term, and we're all in the same big old basket.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you like to do the same things, because I mean, if I was to qualify Alex, I'd say he's more into rock landing. So,
rock landing's just wheeling with extra steps.
Exactly. That, he's more into the rock crawling, the more technical off-road. So, I mean, we all fall under the same category. We like to camp.
We do.
We like to go off-road. We like to find cool spots. And we don't have to make it more difficult than that, you know?
I'm just saying, this gatekeeping, and I saw a post, I'm not going to air their laundry. I saw a post on, I think it was Facebook, that was kind of gatekeeping, and it kind of set me down this path of, why the hell are people like this?
Yeah
I don't know.
I don't understand the gatekeeping.
I think the people that do it professionally, I think maybe they have, I wouldn't say more right to it, but I think they have more experience to say, hey,
so
you guys aren't on the same level as us. You know, you're not doing
the same
thing.
What's the professional level of this? Like, really, there's no professional version of this.
Professional is when you're getting paid to do it. That's my definition. I mean, I think.
So like ex-overland, that's about it, really.
I mean, ex-overland, anybody who gets paid by views and makes a decent amount off of that, I would say is professional at that point. If you start to get paid for the videos you're putting out and it's substantial enough, I think that's professional.
Yeah.
Or when you start moving away. Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, I want all of our listeners right now to go look up Outskirts Overland on their podcatcher of choice or YouTube. He does a live show every day. Charlie's shows are great. Charlie's a great guy. He's kind of getting burnt out, I think. Listening to him, it sounds like he's kind of getting burnt out. He's ready for his podcast to evolve and move beyond what it is. And he's not seeing the involvement he wants. So listeners, go listen to Charlie on Outskirts Overland. I listen to him every day. His show is great. He's got a lot of good points. He could step up his audio quality a little bit, but, you know. When you're doing a show in your truck on your way to work every day, how do you expect good quality?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you can only do so much about that.
Yep.
Well, but I guess on that note, let's move into rap. And
yeah, it's rap time.
So, Oh, my weekend. Nothing happened, of course, but my days. Yeah, my days leading up to it. I got my headlights from Freedom Outfitters. They sent them out, as I already said, right before they closed down. Then they closed down, shut their website off, everything. So I got my headlights in yesterday, immediately started putting them on. And they worked great, and I did not have the turn signals. So there was an extra harness that was supposed to go to the turn signals that was all supposed to get connected into the one harness so everything worked together, and I ended up having to splice some wires. Now, I tried looking up some diagrams, and when I looked at wiring diagrams for lighting on the FJ, it was like...
Your eyes glaze over?
Yeah, 100%. So what I ended up doing was stripping a little bit of wire off of each of them and seeing which one worked and which one didn't.
I call that wiring by feel. I do it pretty often.
Yeah, so there were three wires. I've said, well, I figure one of these is a ground, and one of these is a positive, and one of these is for something else. And so I thought I found one. This is while the truck was off and the lights were on. Hooked it all up. The lights worked great. I'm like, cool. I turned the truck on. The lights turned off. Now, the LEDs, the headlight part did, but the little LED shroud around it did not. So I realized that I hooked up the LED shroud to the brights. So the only time it would turn on is if I turned the brights on. So yeah. I popped the hood again, untaped all of it, and tried the other one and found the other wire that worked. Hooked those back up, taped them back up, and yeah, we're all set. So the
good.
I had to cut the new housings, which hurt a little bit. That way my Anderson connectors could still fit. Because the way that I had that before, the cables going to the Anderson connector right under my headlight, that cut into the housing a little bit. That way they could actually fit. So, but it's all good. They look great. If you guys want to see them, you can go to my Instagram, Huckleberry's Adventures. They're on there. I have a little video on there right now, and they turned out very well. They're way brighter than my other ones, and they have a good cutoff. I didn't get flashed once yesterday, and they're still brighter than I've ever had before, so.
And this reel you made, I already told you this, is by far the best reel you've ever made.
Well, thank you.
The cinematography's good. The audio's good.
It took me TikTok and one toilet session to get that done.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok actually has a pretty good editing for videos and stuff. So I do a lot of my editing and then music like combinations off of TikTok first, save the video, post it on TikTok, then post it on Instagram and Facebook.
Have you tried Instagram's new editor?
Actually, it's funny you said that. When I added that in last night, that stuff popped up and I was like, ooh, you know, I seen all the stuff up there. It looks quite nice.
So if you've seen the reel that I made with Duncan with his thumb up, just tilted all over the screen, I made that with the new Instagram editor. And since then, every reel I've made has been with it. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll be looking to do that soon. I want to get some more cinematographic footage of the FJ, some little bit higher quality stuff, start posting it. So it's harder because I want to keep my phone to the side to get my cinematic footage, and it's you can't really do that with like TikTok and Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
So I just got to remember that, and I have to remember to use my frickin' dongle. I have one of those what do you call those? You like the chicken with the camera on it?
Gimbal.
Yeah, I have one of those. I should use it because it stabilizes me when I'm, you know, walking and stuff.
Yeah.
But Which reminds me, Alex, do you have a magnetic sticky ring that goes on the back of phones? The little metal rings? If you have any, let me know.
A MagSafe?
Yeah.
I do not have another MagSafe right now.
Because that's how it hooks on to that. So I got to find one. I'm sure I have one somewhere.
I can send you the link to a really good one. I've put like three of them on my wife's phone, and then she just rips them off someday and doesn't say anything. And they're like $20 a piece, so she's not getting one anymore.
Womp womp.
But they were good.
Yeah.
I have two of them right here in front of me. One on the Pixel 6, one on my Fairphone.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was pretty much my wrap. I mean, I'm not going, I'm going camping here tomorrow night. So I spent today just kind of prepping, cleaning out the truck. Throwing out a bunch of stuff I don't need, consolidating electrical stuff into my Milwaukee box, and just checking batteries, checking headlamp, checking... I'm going to have to probably pick up my buddy heater. I was kind of thinking I was going to have a diesel heater by now. Said it's supposed to get into the 30s, and I won't use it this weekend, but it's just something I need to start thinking about for fall camping.
Yep. So, our wrap. What did we do this weekend? Oh, it was a camping work weekend.
Oh, what did we do this weekend?
I was going to say, just Dunkin's. You guys had something with the trailer too, didn't you?
Oh, we had a lot. Did my truck.
So, first, we finished lifting the rear of Dunkin's truck. That took all weekend, nonstop work.
Yeah.
So, Dunkin's truck sits level now.
Yep.
It's not riding dirty anymore.
Somewhat level. I think we got to tweak the front down a little bit, but...
Yeah, a little bit, but for the most part, it's level.
It's a lot.
But now
more
it's not
level.
Now it's not four-wheel drive because it has 529s in the back and 410s in the front.
Yeah.
So we got to get that other diff in there with the 529s.
Yep.
But yeah, this truck looks good. He's got currently some Icon shocks in the front and some Rough Countries that we bought just for placeholders in the rear. He's got some Icons that actually came today, so it might be Icons all the way around by now. I don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's great. It rides good. It looks good. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It lifted well, so.
Yeah.
Did some OME 861s in the rear just to help support that roll cage that he had put in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, hopefully it's a big upgrade for him. And see what else. The Mark's truck.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's truck now has a slide-out table.
Yep.
And with pack-out mounts on top for like a little kitchen area on the trail. It also has a second spare tire so that yours truly doesn't have to carry my own spare.
Got the
it looks sick, man.
Got the Rock Runner look going now.
It looks really sick with that dual spare.
It does. It's a little goofy right now, but eventually it'll all be the same size and matchy.
Yeah. But, no, it looks sick, man.
Yep.
Then we had Alan weld up a swing-out tailgate for the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So now the trailer can carry its own spare tire, which, that looks sick. Like, I got,
that
there's nothing bad to say. That just looks sick.
Yep.
Yeah. I do like your idea of moving that license plate up to the arm.
Yes, we need to do that because that'll keep it from getting damaged and stuff.
Yeah. And we need to get it painted.
Yep.
But, no, it looks good, man. I don't know who else has a swing tire carrier on their trailer, but if they do, they're just as cool as us. What else happened this weekend?
Riggs and Coffee.
Yeah.
Riggs and Coffee was... This was a really good Riggs and Coffee.
It was.
Sad I missed it.
I don't know what else to say. There were just a lot of cool people there and a lot of cool trucks.
Yep.
Nothing that really stood out. It was just a really fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. I hate missing those, but...
Oh.
These last couple Riggs and Coffees, they fell on my work weekends, and there's nothing I can really do about it if I want to get these other weekends off, so.
Yeah.
Lesser evil. There was a pretty slick hot rod that was there, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not the normal kind of rig, but, like, it was like a resto mod.
Yep.
It was kind of rat roddy, but, like, not very far. I don't know. It was just really sharp.
It was a really sharp one.
The interior was beautiful.
Yes.
Very good. Very well upholstered.
I did hear some crazy Overland news.
What's that?
Our very own GMC Terrain driver, Zach, has finally upgraded and moved on to a brand new Tundra. Oh, yep. My gosh. That kind of surprised me that he went to a Tundra.
It was really funny when you posted that in the group chat, because, like, 3 days before that, we had talked about it because it got posted on MSD.
Yep.
Three or four days before that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I didn't know that. And someone was like, hey, you guys should, someone should probably tell Alex.
I think I sent Alex a message, but I think he said he saw it before I even said anything to him.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's an 07. It's got low miles. Seems rust free. I mean,
I don't know why anyone thought that I had an issue with Zach or his terrain. Like,
nobody did. I don't think.
I had fun riffing on Zach, but, like, everyone thought I actually had beef with him. No, it just was fun to make fun of him.
Yeah. Well, he got rid of the terrain now, and now he's a Tundra boy. He's part
now
of
I can
Toyota
make fun
gang.
Of him for having. Now I can make fun of him for having a hippo.
I don't know, man. I almost traded mine in for a Tundra a while back, so. It was just nice to have four doors and lots of space. That's really what it came down to.
It's a nice truck.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And now he's going to be doing Nolan things. He's going to be taking 8-point turns and scratching the sides, which is great for an exterior detailer.
Oh, he won't be scratching the sides. That guy won't scratch the sides.
He'll probably put a PPF on that before he even takes it.
Yeah, his overland trips will be paved roads to state parks.
Honestly, with a truck that nice, I wouldn't blame him for doing that for a little while just to try to hold on. I tried doing that too, and then I went on one trail that just was not supposed to be going down. And then it was just like, all right, fuck it.
You got me going on very tight trails the first weekend.
With your beautiful truck.
Yes.
Not a scratch on it. Here's Mark just bombing down trails.
Yeah. Alex, hey, I don't know if you're going to want to go down this trail, Gavin. I'm like, I'm going. Just.
You know, believe it or not, Gavin, there was a time when my third gen had absolutely immaculate paint, even under my ownership.
Hey.
Had immaculate paint.
If it makes you feel better, I don't think I've once looked at your paint. Other than the color. Like, I've never actually took a deep dive and been like, ooh, there's a scratch here. Ooh, there's a scratch there. So
I will
you're
say
safe.
That silver actually hides scratches pretty well. Until
the
they get
part.
Deep and they scratch the paint off and then it's a different color. Yeah, I got some of those.
From afar, it looks fine. You give it the 50 feet mark, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that whole left side rear fender of mine's all fucked up. I don't know. It had to have been that New Year's run where it was sitting into the bank when I was really trying to get it out towards the end. Because
my whole passenger side, dude.
It's rough. I've tried. You can't even put like wax on it and make it go away very well. It cleans some of it up, but it's there. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too particular about it, but I was trying to clean it up a little bit.
I was about to say, if your trail toy is not scratched, then we got some issues.
Yeah. What's on my trail toy? It's my daily. It just doubles as the trail toy.
I wish I could find another paint-matched mirror for my passenger side. But
you screwed up so bad with that.
You should just quit by now.
I did that once. It was beautiful. Thanks, Benji. And then, like, that next week, I just ripped it off.
Ripped it right off from the same hill.
The same spot.
Same spot.
Yeah. Rip.
Did not learn his lesson.
He did not.
But yeah, no. We got some cool stuff coming up. We got Leatherwood. Next Wednesday.
Yep.
Well, next Thursday. Oh, shoot. Well, Mark, are you coming here after work on Wednesday?
That's the plan.
Mm.
Group record.
You're not going to be here by 7, though, are you?
Probably not.
Mm.
I thought we were going to Tuesday.
Are we recording on Tuesday? That makes my life a lot easier.
That's what you said last week.
Hey, I'm bad. I've had a hell of a week, okay?
I thought we were going to record Tuesday and then have it uploaded Wednesday.
If we're recording Tuesday, that works. That works. Yeah, that works. Yep, yeah, so we're going to... We got Leatherwood coming up. Me, Mark, Duncan. I think that's all from botches that are going. And Alan, but...
You count the welder slash true mechanic.
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to say, he's the real... He's the real hero behind the scenes. You guys don't know it, but when they talk about all the stuff they do on their trucks and all that, the
only
shadow, I mean, Alan's there.
He kind of walks away for anything not welding related.
You know what? That's okay. Welders, that's what happens with welders. They only come when they're needed.
Or we're having a tough time with something. He somehow has managed to always gets the broken up when we need to, as long as he doesn't break the bolt.
Yeah, he does that a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does that runs in the family bolt breaking, over torquing.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, what's my lower ball joint bolt supposed to be at? 110 foot pounds.
It's odd because it got really loose all of a sudden.
45 foot pounds, guys. It's 45 foot pounds.
You just said bolt, you didn't say bolts.
Oh,
you didn't clarify.
Gosh.
You did
That's
not
very
clarify.
Fair.
Very
fair.
Hmm. Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I have to figure out. So we're leaving tomorrow. And hopefully we have some food or we're going to be eating dehydrated food all weekend.
Oof.
We don't get paid until Friday, so.
Speaking of dehydrated food all weekend, guys, we should definitely, like, take a break right here.
Yep.
So I can go poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just call it.
Nah, we can't just call it. We'll keep going. I'm good. We're good. We're good.
All right, sure.
I don't know how we would do the break thing without screwing up our timing. So.
I was just say you could just mute it and go, and me and Mark can handle it.
Oh, yeah, that would work. All right.
You remember, I've had to run out a few times.
I'll be back.
So now that it's the real show, Mark and I, we're here. I'm going to interview Mark real quick because I haven't seen his truck actually in a while.
Yeah.
So, when you guys are you're getting new tires after Leatherwood, right?
Yeah, I know Alex definitely needs to. I'm getting there. I gotta build up for it though, because I gotta get I gotta relocate my cab mount and then trim and cut for 35s, and then I'm also going to do long travel, which will also help with 35s with the kit I'm looking at. So with them combined, I should have more than enough clearance.
I'm going to be moving to 35s probably late next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Probably, though. I'll be 100% honest with you. Other than the fact that I just like the look of the little bit wider, little bit bigger stance on it, there's no other reason for me to go to 35s other than the added benefit of the size for traversing material.
Yeah.
But that's why it's not a huge priority. Right now I do fine and my truck works fine, you know, but just looks wise, I'd like to add a little bit more aggressiveness to it.
Oh yeah.
I think I'd like a little bit larger tread pattern, like wider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to put spacers on, but I do want more tires sticking, a wider tire. So
that's where you get your offsets.
Right.
When you buy rims, they offset. Because I think currently I want to say mine's a -15 offset, which pushes my tires out.
Yeah. I think when Alex finally decides to switch his wheels and tires out, I'll buy his wheels from him, and I'll work with whatever he's got offset-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think he's switching out everything, so.
Yeah.
I think that'll be when I change wheels. Honestly, for now, I don't mind the black, the matte black, and just spraying them every once in a while to just keep that color and the flaking down.
Yeah.
I still have the stock wheels. I've just scuffed them and painted them a few times, so.
Do you know what trimming you need to do for making 35s work for the FJs?
You know, you talk to some people, and they say that you need to do a little bit. Like you just need to take the wheel wells, like the fender liners out, and do a little trimming on the bottom end. You talk to some guys and they say with a 3-inch you don't need to. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming those guys aren't the ones that are out wheeling all the time and don't need that full articulation.
Probably not. It's probably like like the one guy me and Alex met at freaking St. John's. I'm trying to remember, I want to say he was rocking 35s on the third gen 4Runner, but at the same time, I feel like it was the third gen. Did no sort of trimming on it or anything. He's like, yeah, I don't rub the entire time here. Yeah. Throughout the entire park. Like, yeah, he honestly either cranks his music and doesn't realize he rubs, or this is his first time off-roading with them.
Yes, to both. And I think that's a lot of people, though. So that's why it's a lot. It's really hard to kind of find out, because you talk to one person, they say you need new upper control arms, you need this, you need that. You talk to another person, they're like, well, I've been running 35s for years. I go off road. I'm fine with just doing this and this. So it's odd. I got to do a little bit more research. It's been, honestly, it's been probably 8 months since I've even looked into it.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those mixed bag reviews. I think I'll try putting them on there, see what I need to take, and then take it. I do know a guy I was watching here the other day who is running 37s, and he's done a little bit, but he still has his like fender flares, stock fender flares. So like I think there is ways to get around it. I'm assuming that my upper control arms will need to be changed out, and that's going to be probably the biggest thing. And then I'll.
Are you lifted or not yet?
Yeah, I'm lifted. Okay. Yeah, I got a. I mean, I'm not the highest that my Bilsteins can go, but I'm 2.5.
Yeah, I'm about to say 2.5 is all you really need to start getting bigger tires underneath. I'm running 285s right now.
Because I'm running those 285s, and those are 33s out of 35s, and I have buku clearance right now, so.
Yep.
Another couple inches I don't think is really going to, I think I can run it, I just think it's going to put me closer to rubbing is all it's going to do.
I know for the most part there's long travel kits like the one I'm going to be looking at, they always push your tires forward an extra inch from what used to be stock-wise.
Oh, sure.
So that's another reason why a lot of people go long travels, to get the tire pushed forward.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go long travel. I don't think that's just ever going to be a... I don't think that fits the type of off-roading I do. Mm-hmm. Not like you guys... you know, not to say that it'll never happen, but just right now it's not in my future. A lot of mine, like my wife, she just doesn't get the same joy from... like hitting technical stuff. She's a bystander, and she likes to read and stuff while we're on trails and navigate. So she doesn't really get anything. My son doesn't like sitting cooped up in the car while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot more joy out of the destination or the way there. Like, you know, if we're taking scenic trails, they get a lot more joy out of that. So just with me trying to keep the piece, I think, and keep everybody interested and invested in it and having fun the whole time, I think it's just gonna stay more anchored towards catering to the family instead of to what I want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to pretty much stay. I don't think long travel is going to happen for me, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe the more that I wheel and the more technical things get, maybe that'll change, but it may be somewhere. I know I have a long list of other things I need to do first, like I got to get sliders. I need to get the complete full skids. I only have the stock skids that came with it.
Long travel? Oh, hey, I'm back, guys, by the way. Yeah. Long travel is how you make your truck more comfortable. What are you talking about?
I might go to that someday, like I said. But I think if I was to get another set of shocks and stuff, it might be 8100s. And I think those might require long travel. Not 100% sure. I don't think.
No.
They might not, actually. I don't think
no,
so.
No, they don't.
No, they shouldn't.
But that's just me wanting to go down the Bilstein route and see how things really improve. That there's no reason for me to want to go to 81s other than the change in comfort, but also to say, hey, I did the 6120s, 5160s. This is how much different they are with the 8112s. Yeah. And I think, like, I could go to Icons. I could go to, what are the cell phone ones? Iron Man. But honestly, I just really want to see how much more it improves staying in that one. Unless something in the 8112s really proves to be like, they're very unreliable. You have to rebuild them really constantly. Then maybe I'll switch. But for now, I think that's just going to be, I just want to test this line. And see how that goes. But that won't be for, unless my shocks blow, that won't be for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I just realized I never updated everyone on the swag.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So, it's great. I got nothing else. It sets up really fast. We didn't really time it, but what would you say, Mark? Like 5 minutes I had my camp set up?
Yeah.
I mean, that's chairs included, everything. Like 5 minutes, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. And when it's like 30 degrees outside, it's nice and warm in the swag. And moisture wasn't a problem when we were under freezing, so that's impressive too.
Yeah.
But yeah, just overall, it's pretty great. The mattress is comfy. We actually slept, me, Mercy, Kaylin, and the kid all in there. A couple nights.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, I've been tossing it around in my head. Do I want to try and stick with the Dagger for this weekend or go up to that on my blue tent, the six person? But I think I'm going to do the six person because I'm going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as far as the nights go.
Mm-hmm.
So having something comfortable and something I always like to do if we do like an over weekend type thing. I like to have the bigger tent. Takes longer to put up, takes longer to put down, but it's more comfortable in the long run.
So come get the one that Joe just gave you.
I was about to say.
That's a 10 person.
And?
I don't want a 10 person for that. The 10 person will come when I have a specific use for that one, actually, and that's going to be when Leo, Sienna's father, joins us, and he's going to be coming to a couple of our, I really want him to come to the Labor Day one. He doesn't get to go camping a lot. He doesn't get to enjoy himself a lot. I just know he would have a freaking blast up there doing all the touristy stuff, seeing the Chris Point, the Two-Hearted, stuff that we've seen already, but just something new for him to witness. And then, you know, Jasper going there too. He loves hanging out with his grandpa. So yeah, I really like when we do that and we're set up for, you know, 3 days, it'll be nice to have that whole setup there where it could fit everybody comfortably and we don't have to worry about separate tents. I'll just throw that into his car. My only thing is, like, I don't know how we're going to do that. We're still figuring that out.
Yeah.
Car-wise, because, like, he's not going to be able to get there in his little Buick to that place we got to. Like, you have to air down. You have to have some decent tires to get there and some decent all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive to get there. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe he'll get close, you know, park on the side of the road or something, and then join us. But we'll see. We'll see. That's all in the future. That's a tomorrow Gavin issue.
No, I have a lot of tomorrow Alex problems. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like today has been, I didn't end up getting, you know, started packing and stuff for tomorrow because we're leaving after work. And of course now it had been raining the other half of the day, so I haven't been able to actually go through the back end of my truck. I know my fridge is charged. I know some of my lighting's charged and my power pack is charged, but I like to usually go through, check all my batteries, my chainsaw batteries, my impact and drill batteries, make sure everything's topped off and ready.
How sick would it be if someone came out with like a Bauer or Milwaukee powered fridge? It'd be so sick.
Actually, that does remind me what something I need to do with my setup, and it's kind of a need at this point, is I need to hook up a battery charger for my chainsaw and then a battery charger for my impact on an inverter.
We need to do that too.
There's no reason for me to have like, five chainsaw batteries is fine because you never know, you might need it, especially this weekend in Grayling area where we're going. But like, once it's gone, it's gone. So
yeah,
that's like my impact. If I end up having to use it a lot, you know, yeah, I can go down to socket, but so I guess that's not a big deal. But if I need to use a grinder, if I need to use my, my orbital, God, what do you call that? The zippy. Can't remember what it's called, but oscillator. Yeah, if I need to use that, anything like that, then it's just going to be a whole lot more. So it's been something I've been thinking about for a while, and I need to figure out how I'm going to wire it in because I need to hide the inverter, and then I need to hide the wiring and then actually mount those two somewhere. I think I have a spot for them next to the rear side windows are kind of dead space where I just kind of throw a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. I have the shelf up there though, so I could screw those down, have them mounted, and be good and done there. So we'll see, but definitely something I need to think about. I did charge my winch controller today.
Mm-hmm.
Plug that in, pulled my winch cable out, and I'm probably going to need to get cable soon. We pulled it out a little bit, checked it, me and Alex here when he helped me with my lights, and that part was good. But as I was kind of looking at it, as I pulled the whole length out, and there were some spots that looked like they were kind of fusing it almost looked like someone took like a blowtorch to them and then it almost started melting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then there was some breakage in the line a little bit. So that'll be something that I need to do here within the next 3 months. Excuse me. Yum. Sorry, I didn't mute that, but no,
thanks.
Sorry. But yeah, I'm going to have to go start looking at synthetic line and hopefully go with something cheaper, but still really well working. Because me and Alex will talk about that at some point.
Say, check out Crawler. Crawler's got some good stuff.
I was just going to buy some off of Amazon.
No, buy some Crawler. Buy good gear.
I'm just going to buy it off of Amazon. It says it's rated for a lot of weight. I'm sure it is.
Gavin, just get the Crawler rope. It's not even expensive.
What's not expensive to you?
Well, I mean, it's only $90 for a good rope.
Okay, that's doable.
$90.
But it's probably $20 then on Amazon.
Yeah, you're probably right. No, I would not run a $20 winch line. I ain't going to lie. I don't know, man.
I think at one point, me and you should actually test that out.
That would be a good botches video. $20 winch line versus $90 winch line. See, do some durability testing.
Yeah, no, I do really recommend Crawler. They've got some good gear. They stand by their products, and they're not just pumping out some Chinese garbage. They actually put in some thought and think about what they're doing, you know?
So before they order it from China, they actually tell them that they don't want it to be a certain thing.
You know, I actually think, you know what? I'm going to ask them. I'm going to put in a contact because I like, oh, God.
Oh, and
it.
We have a listener calling in.
I'll
right
be right
now.
Back.
So if anybody's wondering, that phone call that you hear in the background is for his job. He's always on call in his little turkey farm. So sometimes those are like alerts to certain
outside
issues.
Yep. It's definitely alarm call.
Yep, alarm calls for turkeys. It could be, you know, one bay is overheating. Is it okay? Are they all alive?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. So
you didn't have a fan blow up in the storm?
That did happen once, but not this time. I don't know. I'm going to message them because I know that they're out of Highland, Michigan, but I don't know where their lines are actually made.
Good idea. And, you know, maybe if we really like them, we could start working with them as a partner. We are looking for partners, not necessarily sponsors, but people to work with good product that we're proud of talking about and using. We don't want junk. Like, we don't want, like, an all-in-one Amazon Temu, like, battery charger, vacuum, air compressor, all-in-one. But we're looking for people with actual solid products. Like, maybe if you 3D print something specifically for a certain vehicle or you solve a certain problem, get a hold of us.
Yep.
We'd be happy to give honest opinions on it, and only honest opinions. So if you can't handle that constructive criticism, then don't even worry about it.
And I don't want random Instagram people messaging me. I just got one of those like today.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about with your all-in-one vacuum air compressor.
Well, no, it's not an all-in-one vacuum air compressor. They have jump starters, vacuum cleaners, LED bulbs, and if I'm interested, I need to let them know the year, make, and model of my car.
And it's probably like Shibuya is like the name of it, or Shimza, or Bawa.
Who was the last one that reached out to us? I don't even remember.
I don't know. It was very similar. I know we didn't end up getting back to them because we didn't feel like shitting on their product.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Who is Mason B? Some dude named Mason B messaged me.
Is he on Instagram?
He is. Oh, he lives around Lake City.
What's he got to say? Anything in particular for us, or is it just more?
He lives around Lake City and would love to hit some trails with us.
All right. Someday, Mason B.
We should do, so I've been thinking about this and haven't quite figured out how to make it work yet, but we should do like a cords and coffee or a cords and brew or something where we drop the coordinates in the podcast and then listeners can just come out.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Even if we just had three people show up, it would kind of show us who's actually listening. So that'd be fun.
It's me, you, and Mark, because nobody else can make it because they're working or they're like in a different country.
We have that. Yeah, we have that.
We do. We have a lot of people spread out from all sorts of countries. We got a lot of views from Sacramento. We got some from Chicago, St. Joseph.
all over the world. So
it's cool to see. List only U.S. states. Listeners from Sydney. We got listeners from Brisbane. We got listeners from Bengaluru, India. We got listeners from a Chinese symbol that doesn't have a translation on it.
Yeah. Sorry, I was listing our top five cities with our top five downloads. So like
We have a listener from Honolulu.
Ohana.
That's it. We made it. That's it.
Listener from Honolulu, how do you feel about the new Lilo and Stitch? It pissed you off too, didn't it?
And we'll never hear because he probably downloaded one episode and then bailed on us.
That's okay.
No, it'd be kind of cool to do something like maybe have listeners boost in like their zip code or something. It'd just be cool to know where people that actually listen are from. Like obviously we can see downloads, right? But it'd be kind of cool to like set up a map where we can actually see where listeners are.
Yeah. Zip codes, 3 digits on the last of your credit card.
Your full social, your mother's maiden name, and your first pet.
The first school you went to as well, please.
Oh, yes, please. And if you just put private for all these security questions, please tell us that too.
Yeah. Or the first street you lived on.
See what? Yeah. Or your dad's middle name.
God. I had to think about that. I was like, what is my dad's middle name? It's Joseph.
My dad's middle name is Matthew.
I say I can't do my dad's middle name because it's my middle name.
I can't do my grandpa's middle name because it's my middle name.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. I don't have any of that weird stuff. I would say that my first name was supposed to be Laverne at one point.
Mm. But then you were a guy?
No, that was the guy's name. Thanks.
Oh.
That was my grandfather and great grandfather's name.
Oh.
Both veterans.
I'm sure they were stellar men.
They're dead now. So
they're still stellar in my book.
Yeah, they were stellar. One of them survived. I think he did two different wars. I can't remember exactly. I think it was two different wars. Survived both. Came home. Was driving a motorcycle one day and went out on a curve, and that's how he went.
Jesus.
Like, could you? It's just life is so short. Like, can you imagine that? Like, one of my my cousins actually passed away this last weekend.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks. You know, he was only 3 years older than me, and it was just kind of a freak accident. And it kind of reminds you about how short life is and how quick it could be taken away. So, It kind of reinforced my need to make sure that I'm out with my family as much as I can afford to be. And not to prioritize or get put my head in the sand for work, because work could give a hoot less about you, but your family needs you and got memories to make.
That right there is why you don't drive boring cars.
Yeah.
Because life is short. And who wants to die and say, I drove a Honda Civic my whole life?
VTEC, brother.
No. Okay, so there's cool Honda Civics.
Yeah.
Who wants to die and say, I drove a Toyota Matrix my whole life?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can't really get around. Or I drove a Kia Soul my whole life.
There's people that think those are cool, though.
Yeah, and they're wrong. Like Nissan Jukes. Nissan Jukes. Do you remember those?
There is
the wraparound windows.
There's a hardcore love for Nissan Jukes, though.
I'm sure there is. It's
like the PT Cruisers. Dude, PT Cruiser fandom or PT Cruiser car shows are finally dying. Because for a while there, they were rivaling Jeeps. Like, they were massive.
I've only sent you one picture of one PT Cruiser that I actually liked. And
the only good PT Cruiser is the one that's got an SRT4 engine in it, and it's only good because it's a cheap way to get an SRT4 engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want an Element.
Well, and on that note, Gavin's gay.
No. there's a guy in Grant that has a lifted Element.
The white one with the snorkel on it?
No. This one's cleaner.
Have you seen the white snorkel?
I thought that was a Scion.
It might be a Scion. I don't know. They're all ugly.
Man, what happened to Scion? Who made those guys again? Who's the
Toyota?
Was it Toyota?
I'm pretty sure it's Toyota.
Why'd you guys kill the Scions? It was such a cool car.
So Scion was supposed to be the affordable and stylish vehicle for younger buyers because only older people were buying Toyotas. So they tried to slip in and make something cool. But then
I remember when they came out, I thought they were really cool. So, I mean, the marketing
They gave them no performance car. Like, what'd you get? The Scion version of the BRZ.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that the TC?
What did they call that thing?
Hold on, let me see. Scion.
Was it the FRS?
No, yeah, it was FRS. TC. Was it the FRS?
FRS, yeah. 2016 Scion FRS.
I'm pretty sure I just remember driving the Scion TC in a video game. It might have been Midnight Club Dub Edition.
Okay, so the Scion TC is like a super slow, like grandpa car dressed up to look nice.
It looks nice though. I like the look of these.
What is it? I think it's comparable to like a Toyota Matrix.
No. Stop it.
I think it is.
The 2016 Scion TC, the looks of it are honestly not that bad.
I'm trying to figure out what the Toyota version was. What is the Toyota version of the Scion TC?
The Corolla? Camry?
Yeah, it was just a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
But no, if you look up Scion FRS, right?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, that's a BRZ.
Yeah, they're the same thing, literally.
Definitely.
And they are, in my opinion, the only good car that Scion ever made. Yeah, I don't have any other way to put that. So, and if I remember right, didn't they have like a 50-50 weight distribution? I just remember they were really well... Yeah, they're perfectly 50-50 weight distributed, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, they killed off the Scions in America, it must be, because they still have some that are running. They have like 2016s and stuff, and I haven't seen a new Scion like that ever. Like, for the only ones I still see running are the XBs, unfortunately.
I see a lot of Scion XBs, man.
What'd they have in those? Why are they still running?
Because they're a Toyota.
Yeah, but I don't see like the other Scions. I just see the XBs. That's why I'm asking.
The rest were bought. Well, one, Scion didn't sell very well, which is why they killed it off. So because Scion didn't sell well, then you've got less of them in general. And I think the XB was like the most common Scion to be bought.
You know who should have never got shut down? Pontiac.
Oldsmobile.
Pontiac.
Oldsmobile.
Definitely Pontiac.
We should definitely have modern day versions of the Quad 442. It would be sick.
No. Pontiac, they could have been there. They could have had Firebirds. They could have had new GTOs. They could have been a competitor, man.
I want to see a modern Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser. Oh, it'd be so freaking cool, dude.
You know, a new Pontiac Solstice would be fucking crazy if they were to make it anywhere near what, like, Chevy Corvettes have been looking like.
Oh, I love the Solstice. I got nothing bad to say about Solstices.
If Pontiac, I mean, like, the GTOs weren't the best reincarnation, but they were still not, like, the worst-looking cars. The Pontiac G8s were ahead of their time.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
V8 front-wheel drive. I love the look of the G8s. I've seen them every once in a while.
Chevy came out not long after that. It would have been 2017. They came out with a, like, modern version of the G8. It's called the Chevy SS, just Chevy SS. And to this day, it's one of my dream cars because they're almost luxury, not quite.
Yeah.
Four-door sedan, front-wheel drive, V8.
Pontiac just had so many freaking hits. Like, the G8, the Sunfire. I liked the Sunfire. Like, the WS6 Firebird.
Jesus.
Or Trans Am, sorry. Gorgeous. They had so much. The Grand Prix's. Everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody's owned a Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah.
Stellar.
I've owned a Grand Prix.
Stellar.
Just for shits and giggles, I looked up a Chevy SS to see what they're going for today, right? 48,000 miles, 2016. It's a $50,000 car.
I could see that. Honestly,
that's
Chevy
insane.
SS's are pretty gorge, pretty nice.
Especially if they're the manual version, dude. Oh my God. Yeah, are those technically Holdens?
Holden was the one that did the GTO, I think, with Pontiac.
I think you're right, but I think the Chevy SS is also a Holden. Yeah, it's a Holden Commodore VF is the Chevy SS.
Or how about this? Bring us some Holdens. Let's
Dude,
get some Holdens
I'm
in America.
So down.
Because those are sick looking too.
Yeah, I like Holdens. And let's get some Utes. Why don't we have American Utes?
I was going to say, don't they have Holden Utes? Like.
And why Ford should just bring the Barra over here and sell it, because I want something with a Barra in it.
Holden Commodores. Oh, yeah.
I actually, I saw on Marketplace, there's actually someone selling a rebuilt Barra right here in Michigan. And if I had the, like, 10 grand they're asking for it, I would own it. I don't know what I'd put it in, but I'd put it in the 4Runner. I'd make the 4Runner a Ford-powered straight six.
I don't know, man. I just know that all these other car companies suck for not bringing these cars over.
Right?
It's all these car companies that are like, well, we wouldn't sell a lot. You're wrong. You're wrong.
You
bring the stripped out old Toyotas that they think wouldn't sell well, yet they'd sell extremely well.
Yeah, you also gotta remember it's all dealing with some trade deal or something. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was.
I remember that. I remember what you're talking about. But still, I mean, all they have to do is bring these old Toyota pickup trucks. I think that's the biggest reason they don't bring them, because it's going to take so much money away from our, you know, Ford, Chevy, you know,
that
they're $25,000 crank window Toyota pickup trucks that are survived the apocalypse. Yeah, no, that doesn't appeal to
a lot
Ford.
Of them don't meet safety standards.
That's about to say, I think it was also safety standards a main issue too.
You know what? I hate to be that guy, but 60% of the cars I see driving down the road don't meet safety standards in the northern part of the country because of salt rust. So,
yes,
you know
but
what?
They did
Go
meet
fuck
them when they were sold, and that's what people care about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. Yeah, they got seatbelts? Yep. Okay. You got some airbags? Yep. Okay.
You just pay the import tax and you get your vehicle from out of country.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't want to pay the import tax.
Well, then you got a deal of what we got then.
Well, I am, but the only people that can afford import tax are the are the rich? Or the
real quick, we can get off that topic because it just is going to make us all upset.
We're all upset anyway.
Has anyone seen the new pack out drawer?
What?
All right, let me pull it back up.
I wish that they would come out with... So it's a rolling drawer, right? A rolling single drawer. So it's like a full pack out, but when it's on the bottom of the stack, you can... Oh, I could send a link. When it's on the bottom of the stack, you can actually pull it out and access it without removing the rest of the stack. Mm. And the problem is it's got wheels on it. I wish they'd come out with one that was just the drawer.
Yeah, okay, I've seen this, yeah.
Like, this is useful as shit. They just released it, like, 2 days ago.
That would make a killer pooper. Removable bin.
I think...
It's Milwaukee edition.
Does it... Yeah, I don't know. I want one, but I only want one if I can lock it into a pack-out stack. I wish that they'd make one just like it, but without the wheels on it. Then it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I would love for them to make like a regular pack out bin the size of like the old one I bought for electronics with a tilt bin that would tilt down. Cuz that would be really great, but to make it minimalistic too so it didn't have these giant protruding corners on either side, cuz that does create about an inch of gap. But you know what? They have a lot of great stuff. Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of good stuff going anyway.
Yeah.
I just got to find a place to mount mine.
I wish that I could just tell Packout what should be made and then they'd make it to my standards. But you know, whatever.
Right. 3D printer.
I want them to come out with a Packout chest that doesn't have wheels on it and has Packout plates on the bottom so I can lock it into my trailer.
Yep.
Right. Or here's a crazy thing. Why don't they just sell Packout plates? Like why are you buying these from Etsy and stuff? Why don't they just sell metal cutout Packout plates? It would be so easy.
Oh, you're talking about
that.
I was about to say they do sell Packout plates.
They sell plastic ones. Yeah, I mean it just doesn't make sense.
No. At least the Off-Road Anonymous ones are Michigan made, so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
And hopefully Crawler gets back to me and we find out that they make all their lines right here in Michigan. Then it's 100% who I'm buying from.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'll spend it. All right. We're at an hour 12.
Yeah, it's time to call it for sure.
Time to call it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big crazy debate with all of our cars we wish we wanted.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our very off-topic randomness.
Yep.
We will have another episode for you next week that hopefully I get out before I leave at 1 in the morning on Thursday.
And hopefully this gets out tomorrow. Friday. Or Friday.
Or Tuesday. or Tuesday.
We'll see.
All right.
Very, very busy couple weeks, guys. Very busy couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
All right. We'll talk to you guys later, guys.
Later.
And to take you guys home is Mr. Joe Martin. He's going to be playing Empty Passenger Seat. I know that we seem to be playing a lot of Joe Martin, but it's because he's probably one of the better value for value artists. He's always putting out good stuff. This one's up there on my favorites. So, hope you guys enjoy it. And make sure to go to Wave Lake and boost the song there. That was my phone. I don't have a split kit set up with my host. We're working on it. So don't boost us for the song. Boost him. If you do boost us, I'm just going to boost it off to him. I also send in a boost to whatever artist we use the music from. I send them, 1,000 sats or so just to make sure that they're getting paid for their work. So, again, please just go over. I'll head on over to Wave Lake and send a little couple sats on over to Mr. Joe Martin if you think it's worth it.
Big city lights are shining down on me, different ones than yesterday. And although they don't spell my name, I know that they will someday. drinking all the backstage beer, trying to drown out your tears. Man, it's been a long time since I've been home. God, it feels like years. Forgive me for my confusion. I got sold a rock and roll delusion. Now it's taking its toll. It's catching up with me. Got my foot to the floor, going nowhere fast. Don't see how I can make this last. Was convinced that my life would be complete beside empty passenger seat. Beside an empty passenger seat. Sold a rock and roll delusion. Now it's taking its toll, and it's catching up with me.